gut.
Hey, possum age.
Sorry, just you in that chair.
I think I would have made a damn fine president.
You would have brought a real dignity to the office.
You're welcome, America.
Welcome to Zombieland. Life is about more than just survival. We were a family. Dysfunctional, sure, but what family isn't?
Merry Christmas!
What would you like, little girl?
I'd really like for you to stop calling me little girl.
A clip from Zombieland Double Tap. 10 years, right, after the first installment here of kind of a zombie action horror and comedy.
Yeah, definitely a comedy. And in Double Tap is just that. They sort of double down on the comedy. And Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Emma Stone, Abigail Breslin, the four main characters from the first go-round are all back. And really, the movie just picks up where the last one left off. They're just a little further down the road. And, you know, the premise of the whole thing is that the zombies that are still out there are starting to evolve a bit, and they're evolving into these different forms. And the film opens, and Jesse Eisenberg basically narrates most of the film. He kind of voiceovers a lot of it, and so he starts explaining that there are these different kinds of zombies that have evolved. And then, of course, later in the movie, they really encounter this, you know, highly evolved, very difficult to take down zombie. But it is just a romp through pop culture, and it's a good time. I mean, I have to be honest with you, this is not normally my kind of thing, but I don't know if I was just in the mood when I went to screen this movie. But the people that are in the theater with me, we were laughing hard out loud all the way through. And it's just, they're running around coming up with crazy different ways to take out the zombies. Woody Harrelson is, you know, just sort of a maniac. Luke Wilson pops up in it. Bill Murray has an amazing spot in this. It actually says Dan Aykroyd is in this movie. I don't remember Dan Aykroyd being in the movie, so that wasn't a particularly memorable moment, but it's a good time.
Well, you know, and you say that you really enjoyed it. The thing about this movie, when I see that it's coming out, I know that the first one was was somewhat of a hit, and then it became a cult hit. It became a cult favorite. But there's been this whole universe of zombie media, whether it's in literature and comic books, on television, and in the movies. And I'm sort of like, you know, a lot of people were years ago about vampires. I'm kind of, I don't...
Zombied out?
Yeah, I'm zombied out. I was zombied out, you know, after Night of the Living Dead and the sequels, actually. So we're talking zombied out decades ago. But it sounds like this movie has other things going for it other than just that element.
Yeah, right. So there's the Walking Dead, and the TV series, which has been a huge phenomenon, and definitely zombies are the ghoul du jour.
Well, really, it became iconic in this last decade. Yeah. You know, where they were just sort of, they were definitely like sort of E level. I wasn't, not even D level, like E level or F level monsters back in the day.
Yeah, and now and they're a thing, and you know, there is definitely the, I mean, if you dig into the more philosophical world of what zombies are supposed to represent around consumerism and all that stuff, that's generally the core of, it's sort of mindless consumer America.
And that goes back to Day of the Dead, George Romero.
Right, so that's really the origin of it. And I think that if you follow through, I mean, is Zombieland Double Tap trying to add something significant to that genre? No, other than just like a really good time. I mean, I just thought it was fun the way they played with different references. One of the writers of Deadpool was involved in this movie, and in the same way, if you've seen a Deadpool movie where there are just all of these little like one line that are kind of throwaway cultural references, but if you know the reference, they're hysterical. There's a bunch of those in this movie. And so there's a lot in there to have fun. If you don't want to see, you know, things get, you know, zombies get smashed with blunt objects, I'd stay away. But, if you can sit through that and you're ready for some good laughs, Zombieland Double Tap's a good time.
So this makes sense. What does not make sense is another sequel opening today. Maleficent has a sequel out.
Yes.
Why?
Mistress of Evil. Well, you know, some questions don't have answers, Scott. I mean, you know, the first one when it came out did not get, you know, critical praise. It was 40-some percent, or 54%, I think, on Rotten Tomatoes, something like that. But it went on to do about $200 million. So maybe there's your answer.
Well, that's the answer right there.
Right. So Angelina Jolie, you know, I was thinking about this movie, I was like, what has she been up to? And I went and looked, and I was like, not much. You know, she did a voice in Kung Fu Panda 3.
She's directed some movies.
She's directed a few things, but she's not been in front of the camera really that much in the last few years. And so, you know, this is one of the, you know, one of her bigger roles. And yeah, I think the first time around where they were riffing on the Sleeping Beauty, you know, universe, and they had some fun with that. And now the basically the premise of this movie is that her granddaughter, Aurora, is going to get married to this prince, and the prince is played, the prince's mother, Queen, is played by Michelle Pfeiffer, and she's not super excited about this union. And so this is, you know, it's one of these family drama, you know, forbidden marriage kind of, you know, tension movies. So that's what's going to propel the whole thing along. And the costumes are fantastic, you know, and so there's some action in there as well. There's some, you know, kind of fairies battling men, kind of fight scenes, things like that, that are similar to, even better than the first one is what people are saying. So the things that people really liked about the first one, there's more of that in there. Angelina Jolie is strong in the movie. And I think that, you know, it's just sort of a mystical romp of, you know, horned, you know, villainesses and things like that. And you know, so I think there's an audience for it, but, you know, I doubt there's a Maleficent 3. Well, who knows? If this one makes $190 million, then I guarantee you there will be.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Scott.